A reading from Matthew 11:7-15. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in kings' palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you the truth, among those born of women there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. For all of the prophets and law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him hear."
Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven, correct? Is that...
Well, that's the way that Matthew makes that distinction. The other gospel writers refer to the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. But Matthew's writing primarily to a Jewish audience, and they wouldn't use God's name in that way. They refer to the kingdom of heaven because God's name is so special that you don't want to attach it. So it's really the same thing, but a different way of expressing it according to your audience.
So what does he mean that the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing?
The idea of the kingdom is being this hidden and imperceptible moving force. He says in other contexts, it's like a mustard seed that's planted, very small, but then a big plant comes out of it. It's like the leaven that's in the dough. It saturates every part of it, and then all of a sudden you have this large multiplication that happens. Though the people don't necessarily see that the kingdom of God is advancing, there's a forcefulness to it. There's a moving. God is exploring it. And part of it is they're confused about the end result for John. He's ending up in prison. So how can it be that this one who comes in the tradition of Elijah, this one who was announcing the way of the Messiah, is going to end up this way? Jesus is basically saying, don't be blindsided by the obvious. The kingdom is moving by force, and one day you're going to turn around and there's going to be a large expression of God's kingdom here on this earth.
To me, when he asks these questions, they're loaded. Who do you expect? A man dressed in fine clothes? They're sitting around in palaces. Why did you go out to the desert? These are non-stereotypical. I mean, I think it's interesting he quotes Isaiah. So Jesus is in a way telling us and them about the very nature of the kingdom, which does not conform to their own idea of what the kingdom should be.
And also, in a very indirect way, to the strength of John the Baptist. Because now Jesus knows that he's going to die. He's going to be beheaded. And people would say, well, that didn't turn out very well. That points to the weakness of the man. And Jesus is saying, in fact, of men who have been born, there's no one like John the Baptist. There's that confidence that he's going to remain to the end and continue his message of the kingdom, even though it's not obvious to the people yet. It's coming with great force.
So just to reemphasize this in terms of the kingdom of this world, the Jewish people who were under the Roman rule had in a way subscribed to the power base of the world, and it lost touch with Isaiah and Elijah and the prophets and their own history, or they were honoring it in word only.
Well, they were seeing one portion of it, because remember, the prophets had two optics. The Messiah is coming as the suffering servant, but also as the king who aligns everything. And they'd only taken a hold of one part of it. So they were seeing the second coming of Jesus, that's what they wanted. A king who comes in on a horse with on his thigh is engraved the words, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, turning the kingdoms over. Well, that's the second return. Now Jesus comes as the suffering servant, and they weren't ready for this type of kingdom entrance into the world in which they lived.
But did they know the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, which talks, I believe, that's the chapter that talks about the suffering servant?
Yeah.
Did they not understand it?
They're no different than us. We pick and choose the scriptures that we want to focus on.
Okay.
And they were picking and choosing which were more comfortable for them in the context in which they were at.